FCC Chairman Ajit Pai announces plans to step down in January. By Alam Bokhari on November 30, 2020. Ajit Pai, Chairman of the FCC, has announced he will step down from the position on January 20, 2021. Pai was appointed Chairman of the FCC by President Trump in 2017. His most high-profile decision, ending Obama's Title II restrictions on internet service providers, misleadingly branded net neutrality by Democrats, led to wild predictions from liberals and activist groups about the end of the internet as we know it. These predictions did not come to pass. Pai frequently criticized leftist big tech platforms for eroding free speech on the internet, and was preparing to move forward on President Trump's executive order on social media censorship. With Pai now stepping down in January, this process is unlikely to continue. In a statement, Pai said, "It has been the honor of a lifetime to serve at the Federal Communications Commission, including as chairman of the FCC over the past 4 years. I am grateful to President Trump for giving me the opportunity to lead the agency in 2017, to President Obama for appointing me as a commissioner in 2012, and to Senate Majority Leader McConnell and the Senate for twice confirming me. To be the first Asian American to chair the FCC has been a particular privilege. As I often say, only in America. I also deeply appreciate the chance to have worked alongside the FCC's talented staff. They are the agency's best assets, and they have performed heroically, especially during the pandemic. It's also been an honor to work with my fellow commissioners to execute a strong and broad agenda. Together, we've delivered for the American people over the past 4 years, closing the digital divide, promoting innovation and competition, from 5G on the ground to broadband from space, protecting consumers, and advancing public safety. And this FCC has not shied away from making tough choices. As a result, our nation's communications networks are now faster, stronger, and more widely deployed than ever before. I am proud of how productive this commission has been. From commencing 5 spectrum auctions and 2 rural broadband reverse auctions in 4 years, to opening 1,245 megahertz of mid-band spectrum for unlicensed use, to adopting more than 25 orders through our Modernization of Media Regulation Initiative, to aggressively protecting our communications networks from national security threats at home and abroad, to designating 988 as the 3-digit number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and much, much more. I'm also proud of the reforms we have instituted to make the agency more accountable to the American people. In particular, for the first time ever, we've made public drafts of the proposals and orders slated for a vote 3 weeks before the agency's monthly meetings, making this the most transparent FCC in history. Last but not least, I want to thank my family for all they have done to enable me to serve at the agency. The public service of one generally results from the private sacrifice of many, and I'm grateful for their love and support. Breitbart News will continue to report on the FCC and free speech online. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.